When Fish Soar by Mondangel, read by Daisy Diversions. Bandom Murazusha, relationship Lanjan / Wei Ying. Rating general audience and no archive warnings apply. The second Wei Wuxian hit the water, Zheng Cheng knew it was over. Still, he dived down through the air towards the surging surface of the lake as fast as he could. Lan Wenji beat him. As the second jade of Lan burst back into the air, Zheng Cheng's heart sunk at the sight of Wei Wuxian. His eyes closed and head rolling limply with water streaming from his soaked hair and clothes. From the hem of his robes, a scaled tail narrowed to a wide flute that twitched sporadically in the urge to get away from the waterborne abyss. As the other boys fell silent in shock, Zheng Cheng dearly wished he had a second weapon to use while riding his sword. From the top of his head, he could think of 12 uses for parts of a mermaid to advance cultivation or create powerful tools and talismans. 5 of them would require Wei Wuxian to be awake and alive as he was cut to pieces. Other cultivation clans would certainly have their own they'd never shared. Mother was right. Wei Wuxian shouldn't have been allowed to come. Zheng Cheng had wanted to agree with her, but Father had smiled and agreed with Wei Wuxian that he should be allowed to see the rest of the world outside of Lotus Pier. Why couldn't he disagree with Father just once? Wei Wuxian had looked at him in that moment, and Zheng Cheng had known he would have cheerfully stayed behind if he told him to. But he'd wanted Father's approval, and he'd wanted his best friend beside him in a strange place. And he'd instead said Wei Wuxian should come with him to Cloud Recesses. This was all his fault. Not slowing, Zheng Cheng redirected his desperate rush. Nearly knocking Lan Wenji off his sword, he grabbed Wei Wuxian and roughly put some distance between himself and everyone else. Arms aching under the sudden burden, Wei Wuxian was so heavy in this form, he prepared himself for a fight. He could see Susha whispering furiously to the Lan boy holding him, gesturing towards Wei Wuxian with greed in his eyes. Jin Zixuan was openly gaping and seemed too stunned to react. But the other Jin disciples were beginning to dart glances between themselves. The rest of the Zheng disciples had chosen to stay in town, keeping control of the waterways and directing civilians with practiced ease. Zheng Cheng became acutely aware that not only was he alone, but the way the disciples had scattered in the chaos had effectively surrounded them. Zheng Cheng hefted Wei Wuxian into a more secure position and tried to subtly get out of what would certainly soon be an encirclement. A tendril of water passed dangerously close beneath them. He reminded him of the lesser but more immediate threat. Hefting Wei Wuxian so he was in less danger of his tail being sliced by Sandu, and angling himself so he could see as many of the others as possible, Zheng Cheng waited for the waterborne abyss' next swipe. A corkscrew of water stabbed into the middle of the whispering lawns, and Zheng Cheng took his chance. As everyone flew erratically out of the way, he sped towards the shore. Water and wind stung his face as he prayed for more speed. "Hey, Wei Wuxian!" he jostled in a bit. But Wei Wuxian only groaned. As a guardian of the waters, being dropped into the midst of such corrupted water must have been too much of a shock. He couldn't count on him to wake anytime soon. Behind them came shouts. He could hear the crack and thunder of talismans going off, fighting the abyss or aimed at him. Me, Zheng Cheng decided, as a streak of golden energy singed the shoulder of his robes. The shouting behind him became louder as more and more voices joined in, and they pulled away from the roar of the waterborne abyss. The deep singing of a powerful sword cutting through the air behind him made him turn. Lan Wangji was far too close. Soaked white robes streamed behind him as he followed. If he gained even a little speed, he could reach out and touch them. Zheng Cheng tried to swerve out of reach. His heart leapt into his throat as the move made him wobble, Wei Wuxian's dead weight nearly toppling them both into the water. The water that was far too close. No, damn it. Sandu wasn't made for speed like Sui Bian, but it wasn't brute power like Bi Chen. He was sinking under the weight. Come on, he snarled, eyes towards the shore. If he could get to shore, he could at least use Sandu to attack. Another barrage of talismans burst behind them, wind and fire pushing against his back. Come on, he thought, bending his knees and leaning into it. Wei Wuxian's fluke scraped the water. With a cry, Zheng Cheng nearly plummeted into the shallows. Throwing his weight back, he turned his fall into a dizzying spin. The safety of the shore and the chaos of the pursuing cultivators behind him flashed before his eyes. Heaving Wei Wuxian up, Zheng Cheng timed it as best as he could and jumped. His boots hit the gravelly shore. Sandu rolled clumsily through the air as he tried to avoid slicing either of them and stop its uncontrollable spiral. It stuttered in the air as a stone slipped under his heel. He was a second too slow rising. Gravel crunched beside them. Zheng Cheng let Wei Wuxian drop, getting both hands into a sword seal to face Lan Wangji's back stood in front of him. A Gusu defensive barrier, wider and stronger than anything he could have created himself, bloomed in the air between them and the approaching disciples. A wave of attack smashed uselessly against it. In the air, the others hesitated at the sudden about-face. Killing is forbidden in the cloud recesses, Lan Wangji intoned, righteous anger deepening his voice. Zheng Cheng fought not to join the others, shriveling beneath that tone, reminded that Lan Wangji was head of punishment for a reason.
But Second Young Master Lan, he's a
guest disciple at the cloud recesses and under our protection. Lan Wangji cut off Su She. The other boy flinched back beneath the Lan disciple who was carrying him. A Jin disciple boldly hovered a little closer.
We're not in cloud recesses now. His lips curled in a sneer as he failed at looking down at Lan Wangji, even from so high in the air. Mermaids are a valuable commodity, not disciples.
Killing is forbidden, Lan Wangji repeated.
Yes,
Lan Qichen's voice brokered no argument. The black look on his face as he landed and stepped beside Lan Wangji to glare up at the others was jarring.
Zheng Cheng had never seen the man with anything but a pleasant expression before. "I will tolerate no further attacks on him. We will return to the cloud recesses immediately." The few that hadn't backed down for Long Wangji alone folded now. Zheng Cheng didn't miss the calculating looks they shot Wei Wuxian, even as they backed off and turned their sword towards Kai Yi under Lan Qichan's steady stare. Neither did he let his guard down, or his sword once they were alone. As far as he was concerned, the number of threats to Wei Wuxian had only decreased. Narrowing his eyes at the twin jades, he leveled his sword threateningly. "If you so much as touch him, I'll end you." Lan Wangji's expression didn't change. Instead, his eyes slid to where Wei Wuxian was sprawled on the rocks. Painfully aware, he couldn't position himself to hide Wei Wuxian when his tail was stretched out across the lakeshore. Zheng Cheng lifted his sword a bit higher. Gold eyes didn't even flick towards him, fixed on Wei Wuxian. Zheng Cheng caught the way his eyes slid over the scales and fluke, lingering over the delicate-looking fins at Wei Wuxian's hips that draped over the rocks like a dancer's silk veil. "Did you hear me?" Lan Qichan stepped forward, empty hands hovering a distance away from his sides in a non-threatening gesture. "Rest easy, young Master Jiang. We will not harm your head disciple or allow any harm to come to him." Zheng Cheng scoffed. "I'm supposed to believe that? Let me guess, you're going to ask me how to return to the cloud recesses for this all to be resolved nice and neat." He made no attempt to hide his sneer, using derision to hide his growing panic. He would have had trouble with just the one of them, but both the Jades of Lan? Lan Wenji's head turned. Zheng Cheng focused on him, watching as he looked back at where the other disciples had disappeared. With a satisfied hum, he turned back and met his eyes evenly. "Wangji, wait!" Lan Qichan called out a second too late. Lan Wangji's form rippled, then stretched. The change was the same, too rapid to see, but just slow enough to leave an unsettling impression that Wei Wuxian's merging his legs into a tail or splitting it back did whenever Zheng Cheng watched by accident. Only Lan Wangji did not turn into a mermaid. Pebbles on the shore scattered with an earth-shattering crack under the sudden weight, shrapnel and dust bursting around the massive clawed talons. Zheng Cheng lowered his sword in shock. A dragon! That was a dragon! "Wangji..." Lan Qichan dragged one hand over his face in an intimately familiar gesture. "I will take Wei Ying to safety." Lan Wangji's voice wasn't booming like some tales he'd heard. Instead, it carried an undercurrent like a steel forge. The deep roar and hiss of the bellows, the heat and clang of a hammer pounding molten metal. The shortest tooth Zheng Cheng could see was as long as Sandu. Without another word, Lan Wangji moved forward, so much faster than something that side should be able to move. Zheng Cheng cried out in surprise, then swung his sword. Sandu hit a scaled shoulder with a sound like two swords meeting, and a little shrug from the dragon sent him flying. Scrambling up, Zheng Cheng spun, and his heart leapt into his throat. Lan Wangji's massive fanged muzzle was hovering over Wei Wuxian, the long whiskers stiffening and reaching out to brush against him like a curious cat, as a talon of curved predatory claws reached for him. The claws screeched over the pebbled shore, slicing rocks like they were dumplings, and throwing up sparks as they dug under and up, scooping harmlessly under Wei Wuxian. Zheng Cheng had just gathered his wits to make a futile charge when Wei Wuxian stirred. His nose scrunched, and he batted one hand out as if trying to grab for a blanket to drag over his head as he grumbled something about it being too bright. Lan Wangji's massive head tilted, blocking the sun with his shadow. Thanks, Wei Wuxian wiggled as if settling down, then paused. His eyes flew open and darted around, taking in everything around him as his tail flicked once. His gaze settled on Lan Wangji for a long minute before a smug smile broke out over his face. I knew it, he crowed. Wei Wuxian reached up fearlessly and hugged the dragon's muzzle. His arms didn't reach all the way around. Lan Zhan, Lan Zhan! What a beautiful dragon you are! Zheng Cheng's heart couldn't take watching the serrated fangs parting and closing inches from Wei Wuxian's belly and exposed tail. As Wei Wuxian began to wax poetic about the pearlescent scales on Lan Wangji's hide and tug teasingly at his whiskers, Zheng Cheng turned towards Lan Qichen. Do you turn into one of those two? He hoped not. His fight or flight instinct had already twisted so many times he felt nauseous. Lan Qichen smiled, that soothingly peaceful expression back on his face, as if that black look of rage had never been there. Zheng Cheng wouldn't forget that it had been any time soon, though. No, not me. He looked up at the massive beast that was his younger brother fondly. It's a rare trait, skipping many generations. He stretched one hand and patted Lan Wangji's side. The hide twitched, then with all the clamor of a landslide, a serpentine tail curved in an arc behind Lan Qichen. Incongruously, Zheng Cheng found himself distracted by how soft the enormous tuft of fur at the end of it looked. Wangji's the first to be born a dragon in a while. The elders had begun to think Lan An's blood had diluted too far.
Lan An?
Zheng Cheng asked, then recalled the history. A monk who'd descended from an unnamed mountain and founded a sect and a family with a beautiful woman? Before he could question further, Lan Qichen clapped his hands once to draw attention to himself. Wangji, take young Master Wei to the cold springs.
Ah, no!
Wei Wuxian whined from where he'd somehow stretched his entire body over Lan Wangji's muzzle, fluke smacking deliberately against his nose as he reached for the snowy antlers rising from the crown of Lan Wangji's head. It's so cold! As if he hadn't heard that, Lan Qichen met Lan Wangji's eyes. Take the back ways. Be safe.
Hey, wait 1 minute, Zheng Cheng started, but Wendt ignored.
Yes, brother.
With a thunderous crack of shattered stone, he reared up with his wings spread. Predatory gold eyes suddenly canted down and looked at him directly. Zheng Cheng had been intimidated by Lan Wangji before, but it had nothing on this. Instead of any kind of threat, though perhaps the teeth and claws were threat enough on their own, Lan Wangji merely repeated,
"I will take Wei Ying to safety."
With that, he sprung into the air. He had seemed large coiled up, but the full length of his body seemed to take forever to rise into the air. Zheng Cheng felt his breath catch as Lan Wangji rose, the sun gleaming on his scales in a rippling rainbow with his every movement. The awe of the moment was, of course, ruined by Wei Wuxian whooping and laughing like a maniac from where he was still flopped over the dragon's face. Lan Jichen chuckled softly, sweeping out an arm in graceful invitation when Zheng Cheng turned towards him.
"Shall we?"
Zheng Cheng joined him in mounting swords and followed behind as he took off, noting Lan Qichen was taking a path that would draw attention away from where Lan Wangji had taken Wei Wuxian, and also ensure that they didn't meet the other disciples. Still suspicious, he called,
"You are going to explain all of this."
"Of course," Lan Qichen smiled good-naturedly. Zheng Cheng had a feeling that his trip to Gusu was about to become more trouble than it was worth. Author's notes. A mermaid fic. Originally on Tumblr. There's also art by Squid Spawn. Link. Reader's notes. Right now, I'm currently participating in two charity efforts. So if you have the disposable income to do so, you might want to consider bidding on me or other creators in Fandom Trumps Hate 2025 or the Nielan G4G, which is a Nia Mingjue/Lan Qichen Gotcha for Gaza fundraising event as well. Anyway, thank you to the author for having blanket permission to podfic. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments for the original author. Thanks for listening.